Well, good morning. It's great to have you here this morning. How are you? Tired, always tired. That's okay. That's all right. Well, in our gospel lesson for today, Jesus is talking with the disciples, and he says something that's really interesting. He says, I want you to love one another. Wow, love one another. And I got to thinking, I just can't think of anything harder than that, right? I mean, it's like Jesus says to the disciples, look, I'm going to give you this gift, and I want you to use it. But sometimes it's hard to remember to use that gift, right? Like people you don't really care for. It's hard to think to yourself, I bet, oh, I should love them. Right? It's hard sometimes. It is for me, too. It gets really hard. So I wore this today. Do you notice how clean and beautiful it is? I thought about putting it through the washing machine, but then I thought that would miss the point. You know what this is? This is my apron that I use when I do woodworking or anything else. I remember to wear it about one quarter of the time because that's just how I am. So all my clothes have glue on them, right? But I don't really worry too much about keeping my clothes clean. You know why I wear this? Because I'm forgetful. I am. So when I'm measuring things and I'm cutting things, I have certain tools that I need to use all the time. And do you know every single time I need a pencil, I can't find it? Honestly. Or this is another tool that I lose all the time. I think it's in here somewhere. This is one I use all the time. And every time I need it, I can't find it. It's so frustrating. I figure that I have spent about a third of my life looking for things. And so I made this. I made this thing so that I would be able to find my stuff. So that if I need to shave off the end of something, I can just pick this up and just, oh, I better not. I could just, it's right there. It's right here. It's on me right here. Or here's another thing that I lose all the time. All the time. Do you know how many of these I have? I would say in the past 5 years, I've bought 20 of them. Because it turns out that they have legs. And I will measure something, and then I will put it down, and I'll go to measure something else. I can't find it anywhere. So I put it in my pocket. I put it in this thing. Or this thing here. Grab the end of that. I think it'll work. Hang on. Let's see here. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go walk down there with that a little ways. These are so cool. Right about there is good. Lay it down on the ground. Pull it really tight. Hold on to it. Nope, pull it tight. Pull it really tight. Okay, watch this. Oh, we need more chalk. Let's try it again. Anyway, it's another great tool. What I was going to do was, y'all seem to have some trouble figuring out where to go after communion. That's pretty good. So, stretch it really tight. Hold it tight, 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 tight. Okay, there's a chalk line you can follow. Takes you right over where you need to go. So, what I did was I finally made this so that I would know where everything was. So that when I said, where's my pencil? Oh, there. So that I wouldn't lose my pencil. So I wouldn't lose, the tools that I need most are right here. And I think that's why Jesus says to the disciples, I give you this love. This is the commandment that I give you. And for me, love is like having this thing that I wear all the time. And I can't, I mean, I have to take it off at night. But if I don't take it off, I know where my tools are, my kindness and my patience and my, what they call, forbearance. A lot of forbearance, right? And I think God's love that God has given me helps me find the really important tools that I need for my life. And I think that's why Jesus gives us that commandment, that we should love one another and that we should keep one another and God's love close. So thanks. And thanks for helping with the chalk line. Y'all will pay attention to it later. Let's sing that children's hymn with some gusto.